Hey, in this lesson we're building a RAM Trilogy-style choir stab in Ableton Live 12. You'll learn how to route and arrange a layered stab that reads tight up front with crisp transients and lives in slightly dusty mids behind it. Everything uses Ableton stock devices, an instrument rack with three chains, targeted FX for transients and mids, return tracks for gated reverb and slap, macro mapping for quick performance, and simple arrangement tips so the stab sits in a DNB mix. Lesson overview and goal: we're making a three-part stab, a transient hit, a detuned synth body, and a dust/texture layer. You'll shape attack and snap, add mid-focused saturation and subtle bit reduction for grit, and use returns with sidechain ducking so the tails don't swamp the kick. By the end you'll have macros for attack, dust, mid-drive and verb so you can automate stabs across an arrangement quickly. Prep and source. Start a new MIDI track and name it Choir Stab Rack. Set your project tempo. 174 BPM is a classic DNB tempo to work at. Choose or import a short choir one-shot, or build a short pad in Wavetable. If you use a sample, load it into simpler and classic mode, trim leading silence so the attack is clear, and keep the sample short. We want a stab, not a long pad. Instrument Rack. Three chains. Create an instrument rack on your choir stab track and make three chains. Transient, body, dust. Chain 1. Transient layer. Drop your choir sample into simpler classic. High pass around 120 Hz to remove sub rumble. Set the length so the note reads as a short stab, roughly 110 to 220 milliseconds depending on the source. After simpler, add an EQ8 to clean lows, then a transient shaping device. Push attack to emphasize the initial hit, something like plus 40% or in device terms a noticeable increase, and pulse sustain back a bit so the hit is percussive. Follow with a compressor. Fast attack 0.3 ms. Quick release. Ratio around 4:1, with around 360 dB of gain reduction to glue and control the click. Chain 2. Body layer. Create a Wavetable instance and choose a harmonically rich Wavetable, detuned saws or a choir-like table. Use 2-4 voices of unison, with small detune 0.050-0.15 for motion. Shorten the amp envelope to a decay around 120-250 ms so it behaves like a stab. Run the Wavetable through saturator for gentle drive to 5 dB, then EQ8. Small mid presence boost around 300-800 Hz plus 24 dB and optionally a slight dip around 1.22 kHz if you want to tame bite. A mild chorus or ensemble with low rate and depth at 10-20% wet gives that rounded choir texture. Keep it subtle. Chain 3. Dust and texture. Use a short noise sample in simpler or generate noise in Wavetable/operator. Keep the envelope short. Decay 80-150 ms. And high pass to remove low end. Bent pass the dust around the mid region so it becomes dusty mids rather than high hiss. Add redux with gentle sample rate reduction. Think 20-32 kHz and small bit reduction. And slash or push a saturator for grit. Use auto filter or a band pass around 400-1200 Hz to focus the dust into the mid range. Rack level processing and macros. Map useful controls to macros for quick performance. Map transient shaper attack to macro 1 and label it attack. Map saturator drive on the body chain to macro 2 equals mid drive. Map redux wet or the dust chain level to macro 3 equals dust. Map the track send to your gated reverb return to macro 4 equals verb. After the rack output, add a glue compressor for gentle bus compression. 2:1 to 3:1. Medium attack around 10 ms. Release on auto. And an EQ8. High pass at about 90-120 Hz to protect sub. Small dip around 300-500 Hz if stuff gets boxy. And a gentle presence boost at 700-900 Hz if needed. These tighten the layers together. Returns and routing. Create returner for a short gated reverb. Use hybrid reverb or reverb set to short decay. Around 200-350 ms. With 10-20 ms pre-delay and high-frequency damping. Put a gate after the reverb and set the threshold so the reverb is audible only on stab peaks, giving that classic choppy tail. Optionally, add a compressor after the gate for control. Send about 8-18% from the choir stab track and map this send to the verb macro. Return bead is a slap/echo. Use echo with short feedback. Low feedback percentage 20-35% and a low pass to tame highs. Keep this send subtle for character. Sidechain the returns. Put a compressor on return A and sidechain it to your main kick or sub bus, so the reverb ducks 36 dB on hits. This keeps low end clarity in a DNB mix. Parallel crunch bus. Make a return C named parallel crunch. Drop drum bus first for character. Drive around 4-6. Some distortion and increased transients for snap. followed by a soft clip saturator. Send a small amount of the choir stab to this return and blend in for extra punch. Map a macro for crunch if you want one knob control. Final mid shaping and N/S at the instrument output. Use EQ8 in mid/side mode to focus the dusty mid. Slightly boost mid around 300-700 Hz by 1.53 dB with a moderate Q. If you want a touch of boxiness, add a narrow peak around 600-800 Hz, but keep it subtle. Add a final saturator with 0.3 dB drive and soft clip to glue everything without harsh digital clipping. Arrangement and automation program one-shot MIDI notes where you want stabs. Classic RAM trilogy placement works well. Try stabs on beat 1, the end of 2, and 3. Keep notes short, 40-90 ms depending on your envelopes. Automate macros to make stabs musical. Automate attack to change punch across sections. Automate dust to add grit in breakdowns or drops. Automate verb to open tails in transitions and pull reverb down in the drop. Add small velocity variation to give dynamics, and consider nudging some hits a few milliseconds off grid or applying a groove for a human feel. Resample stabs to audio if you want single shot clips for quick arrangement. Create an audio track, set its input to the choir stab track. Arm and record the stabs, then place and warp them as needed. Common mistakes to avoid: don't oversaturate the whole chain. Too much early saturation kills transient clarity. Don't cut so much high end that the transient loses air. Always sidechain reverb to kick/sub in DNB to prevent tails from masking low end. Keep the dust layer subtle. It's seasoning, not a new lead. Check mono compatibility below about 300 Hz, and keep important low mid energy summed mono. Pro tips: use short gated reverb tails for that classic RAM trilogy sound and gate the return for choppy tails. Try tiny frequency shifting on the dust to emulate analog imperfection. For extra snap, duplicate the transient chain, hard limit the duplicate and blend it in low. Map one macro to multiple parameters with scaled ranges so a single knob gives musical results. If mid boosts push the stab forward too much, automate a temporary low mid dip during busy mix moments. Keep the transient centered and widen the body slightly for stereo feel. Mini practice exercise: build an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM with a kick and a halftime amen style break. Implement the choir stab rack and place stabs on beats 1, the end of 2, and 3 for bars 1-4. Automate dust from 0% at bar 1 to 60% at bar 5. Automate attack, high at bar 1, reduce at bars 2-3. Then slum high at bar 5 for a drop. Side chain return it to the kick so the reverb ducks. Render bars 5-8 as audio after you tweak, and replace the rack with that audio clip to practice arranging quickly. Recap: you've built a layered choir stab, transient sample, detuned synth body, and a dust layer inside an instrument rack. You use transient shaping, parallel compression, and targeted mid-saturation for the crisp front/dusty mid-signature, and setup gated reverb and slap returns with sidechain ducking for clarity. Macros give fast performance control, and resampling gives arrangement flexibility. Use the practice exercise to lock in the routing and arrangement workflow, then experiment with different choir sources, mid-frequencies, and saturation flavors to make the sound your own. That's it. Load your project, map the macros, and start automating stabs into the arrangement. Keep versions saved as you tweak so you don't lose the best results.